time to rob your house. Certainly, adults are making these mistakes as well. But Denisha and Malay told me that today, young people are giving up way too much information about themselves. Based upon that conversation, I realized that I needed to try to reduce my own digital footprint as well. It's not easy, but it's certainly worth at least trying. You can do things like adjust your privacy settings on social media to reduce who can see your posts and information. Adjust your browser settings to block trackers and cookies. Disable location services on your devices and apps when they're not in use. If you need help doing this, ask your parents. Although, it's very possible that your parents might need your help to do this. Also, think a lot before you post and consider whether you are oversharing. Do you really need to tell everyone where you are and what you are doing at all times? Even the most random bits of information can be used against you. For example, if you are going to share your pet's name publicly, then you probably shouldn't also use it as a password on any of your accounts. Which reminds me, make sure your passwords are very hard to crack. You shouldn't use your pet's name, or your birthday, or password. Remember, this warning isn't coming from me. It's coming from cyber experts at the Central Intelligence Agency. They know what they're talking about. So do yourself a favor and follow their advice.
August 16th. To Agent Catherine Hale. Regarding... Agent Hale. As you are well aware, all of us here at MI6 value family above all else. For that reason, we have respected your rather long leave of absence to deal with your unusual family issues. However, we have a problem. More to the point, the world has a problem. And unfortunately, we believe your help is necessary to fix it. Over the past few days, there has been a suspicious series of facilities around the world. It seems they may be the work of although we have no proof of this. Yet. I know that you have just taken care of some nasty business in Botswana, and are certainly due some time to rest and recuperate. But sadly, evil never sleeps. And at the moment, it appears to be wide awake and itching for trouble. So, I'm afraid that we have no choice but to call you in and reactivate you. If I thought we had any other choice, I wouldn't be sending this message. I hope you will fulfill your obligations and return to duty. We need you. Sincerely, P.S. When you get back, the high-tech security system at HQ has a glitch. The retinal scanner has been rejecting everyone from entering the building, so for the time being, we have dismantled it and are just leaving the back door unlocked. Please don't tell anyone.
Chapter 1. Emergency Procedures. Somewhere over the island of Java, Indonesia. August 18th, 2200 hours. As far as I'm concerned, the most frightening word in the English language is uh-oh. There are thousands of situations in which those two simple syllables can make your blood run cold. You don't want to hear your doctor say them during surgery. You don't want to hear a member of your team say them while you're sneaking through an enemy compound patrolled by homicidal henchmen. You don't want to hear an explosives expert say them when they're defusing a bomb. And you certainly don't want to hear the pilot of your airplane